Thanks, team. Thanks for leading us in this. And again, welcome. I'm Juno, and it's great that you are here. And for some of you, you may have forgotten that 2 weeks ago was Easter. And yet, the reality is we are still Easter people. And we still live in the reality of what happened at the cross and that Jesus is with us. Over the past few weeks now, we've been in the book of Matthew in the New Testament, in the fifth chapter, and we've been focusing in on what's called the Sermon on the Mount. And we have studied some of the most famous words of Jesus, especially when he reminds us and his followers that blessed are the poor, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the weak, blessed are those who thirst and hunger after righteousness. Blessed are the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, the persecuted. All familiar concepts to many of us here. All familiar concepts probably to many people who have simply a moral compass, let alone if they're not a part of a faith community. But these weren't always original words from Jesus. They were taken from the law, and people were aware of them. So if we can think back to Easter, a couple of weeks ago, I taught on, sometimes I think that's an oxymoron. Are you really going to remember 2 weeks ago? Some of you aren't going to remember tomorrow what I said, or this afternoon. But 2 weeks ago, we talked in the most hopeful words in Scripture. 2 Corinthians 5:17 is what we talked about. And it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old is gone, the new is here. And we talked about the hope that was within that text that the Apostle Paul shared with us. The hope that if